This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, another major North Texas school district is now facing the prospect of closing campuses.
This time, it's Carrollton Farmers Branch.
Their problems are familiar, declining enrollments and looming budget shortfalls.
Four Carrollton Farmers Branch schools have been singled out, including McCoy Elementary, where several children appeared before last night's school board meeting.
Since McCoy is small, I know all the teachers, not just those in my grade. This gives me something to look forward to as I move up each year. One time, I painted a picture of a rocket ship, and my teacher said it was out of this world. That made me feel really proud.
In addition to McCoy, the district has named Furneaux and Central Elementaries, along with Long Middle School, four of the 40 campuses in the Carrollton Farmers Branch School District. I should point out, these are preliminary discussions, and the Board of Trustees will make a final determination next month. Administrators say the district is facing a budget gap of $19 million, with nearly 10,000 empty seats in those 40 schools. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More North Texas teachers are being investigated in a cheating scandal.
The Texas Education Agency launched an investigation last year into people that were suspected of cheating on the test they took to become certified teachers. It started with teachers in Houston who were suspected of paying someone else to take the exam for them, but also included teachers from other parts of the state, including the DFW area. The TEA has confirmed additional teachers in North Texas are being investigated. Their list includes teachers in Arlington, Fort Worth, Dallas, and Duncanville. The accused ringleaders of the scheme are facing criminal charges. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lockheed Martin settles with the Justice Department in a suit over the jets made in Fort Worth.
In all, Lockheed will pay the Defense Department around $40 million for giving false information that led to bigger contracts for the F-35 military planes they make in Fort Worth. Over a two-year period, Lockheed inflated price proposals to get the contracts for the F-35. Lockheed gave bogus figures for parts it was using. Because no one else makes the F-35, Lockheed is under obligation to disclose everything. The case was discovered during a whistleblower lawsuit that was filed in East Texas. The feds filed a civil complaint to get the money back. The whistleblower will also get some pay. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Drones have become cheaper and easier to fly, but that comes with a risk. In North Texas, the head of operations at DFW Airport told lawmakers this week they track thousands of drones every year. Some of them are flagged as being flown inappropriately. Congressman Troy Nels wants police to shoot them down. But with a new device, the D-Drone Defender looks like a gun, but instead of firing bullets, it sends radio waves.
An operator can put the crosshairs on that drone, shoot that radio frequency, and it returns the drone back to where it took off.
Pretty cool. The Texas Republican wants them at all the nation's airports, big and small.
At the same time, a North Texas company has been supplying the military and police with drones for 20 years, but now they're looking at how the private sector could use them too.
Galaxy Unmanned Systems wants to open airspace for unmanned ships like drones and blimps. Chief Executive Jason White says they've spent a year working with the FAA on uses like air taxis, cargo shipments, and aerial photography.
We have specific use cases that our platforms are good at. The airship is able to carry heavy payloads and lots of different payloads while also mitigating risk.
He says artificial intelligence might have figured out a helicopter was flying into the path of that flight into Reagan National last week.
Which means they need to be vehicle-to-vehicle communications, reactive collision avoidance, understand friend from foe.
White says they want to set up industry-wide standards like all car companies have to follow the rules of the road, saying drones and unmanned blimps would stay in their own flight lanes and maintain their own communication links. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
And the Kemp ISD has canceled classes today because so many kids and teachers have the flu. Employees will give all the campuses a deep cleaning. The superintendent says their plan is for the Kemp ISD to resume classes Monday. Last week, Godley ISD had to shut down for 3 days because so many people were out sick.
This is going to be one of those stories that gets a lot of people talking. A 7-year-old girl is dead after she was involved in a crash competing at the Orlando Speed World Dragway. A 7-year-old girl was driving a drag racing car. Elenice Diaz Rodriguez making her first runs in the competition Saturday when the crash occurred. The first grade student had been behind the wheel of a junior dragster, which is a smaller drag racing car that can reach speeds up to 85 miles an hour. You know, a lot of parents have their kids doing things that have certain amounts of risk involved. I mean, there's risk playing soccer. There's risk playing football. There's risk racing drag racing cars when you're 7 years old.
Yeah.
Do you think that that is appropriate for 7-year-olds to be in drag racing competitions?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning and happy Friday. The employment situation due out at 7:30 this morning. That is usually market moving, sometimes Fed moving. We're supposed to find out that the unemployment rate has stayed steady at 4.1%. that gains in payrolls dropped off. Boy, they really spiked 2 months ago, up 256,000. Now they're expected to be about 169,000. Average hourly earnings, the work week's supposed to be unchanged, but we'll see. Any variation from that probably is market moving and interest rate moving. Meanwhile, we've had a marvelous week of falling interest rates and modest gains in the averages. All three of the averages, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, are up for the week. Dow Industrials average up a couple hundred points, about 0.5%. NASDAQ's better, up 0.8%, and the S&P is up 0.7%. Yesterday, it was climbing over the dead bodies for blue chips. IBM and United Health down $10 a share each. Salesforce down 17. Honeywell was down a dozen. And yet, we came out just fine. Now, we'll have another hill to climb today because Amazon's down a couple of percent. The earnings were good, but they're really boosting their capital expenditure. They're going to build data centers and artificial intelligence pushes and spend $100 billion. Also, the growth rate was a little vague in the guidance. The shares of Expedia are sharply higher today. Everybody's traveling again, and that stock's up 8%. Affirm Holdings is up 17%. Bill Holdings is down 28%. Crude's up a half dollar, $71.11. Gold's up $8.50, $28.85.20. And the 10-year rate is virtually unchanged in advance of these important numbers. And I guess we'll be back with those numbers for you in about 5 minutes. No, maybe 10. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of the news brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing.
Impeachment. A Texas congressman says he's already filing articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Houston Democrat Al Green has done the same thing, well, three other times.
The people have to demand it. And when the people demand it, it will be done. I did it before. I laid the foundation for impeachment.
Green says Israel's prime minister should be ashamed of meeting with Trump this week, accusing the president of suggesting ethnic cleansing would solve the conflict with Gaza.
In Washington yesterday, senators got a briefing from the NTSB on the mid-air collision crash at Reagan National Airport between an Army helicopter and a commercial jet that killed 67 people. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says one of the things he will push for is to update the air traffic control centers.
I have been advocating for a long time modernization of air traffic control. Our air traffic control technology is from the 1950s. We are literally using radar and strips of paper and floppy disks.
He says the NTSB is confident it can learn more about what went wrong when they recover the helicopter, but it is clear the Black Hawk was flying at a different altitude than it was supposed to be. That helicopter has been pulled from the Potomac.
President Trump has imposed sanctions on the International Criminal Court, accusing the body of illegitimate and baseless actions against the U.S. and Israel, coming after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with members of Congress yesterday. Netanyahu and his former defense minister, both the subject of ICC arrest warrants for alleged war crimes in Gaza, and Israel denies the allegations.
It will potentially make the work of the ICC more difficult, restricting their ability to travel and making moving resources around more difficult. But what this really does do is it shows us once more that Donald Trump is taking the side of Israel in its many and increasing disputes with international bodies, including the ICC.
That's Joe Inwood reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.